AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The California man who authorities say tried to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner Saturday night has been charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump.
The defendant making clear what his intent was.
U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
To bring down as many of the high-ranking cabinet officials as he could.
It Donahue reports the Supreme Court appears divided over whether to block lawsuits alleging the maker of the weed killer Roundup failed to warn people it could cause cancer.
There have been multi-billion dollar verdicts against Bayer, which owns Roundup maker Monsanto. Several justices seem sympathetic to the argument by the company. It can't be sued under state law because federal regulators have found Roundup likely doesn't cause cancer. But others grilled attorneys about whether that wrongly stops states from responding to new research, pointing to possible links to cancer. Monsanto has the backing of the Trump administration, which is at odds with some allies in the Make America Healthy Again movement who want to rein in the use of pesticide. Bayer disputes the cancer claims, but has set aside $16 billion to settle cases. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Severe storms blasting through the Midwest. National Weather Service forecasts indicate some 64 million people at risk. The St. Louis area could see tornadoes and large hail. Meanwhile, in the southeast, weekend rains helped crews battling wildfires, but Hai Panjwani reports.
It wasn't nearly enough to put the fires out. Crews responded to 10 new blazes throughout the state on Sunday. The area has been full of highly combustible dead trees and other vegetation since Hurricane Helene carved a destructive path in September of 2024. No fire deaths or injuries have been reported in Georgia, but in northern Florida, Nassau County Sheriff's Office volunteer firefighter James Kevin Cruz died after he suffered an unspecified medical emergency. Authorities believe the Highway 82 blaze was sparked by a foil balloon hitting live power lines. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Penguins Flyers getting underway in Pittsburgh this hour. The Vegas Golden Knights are in Utah to play the Mammoth later. Three games in the NBA playoffs, Pistons Magic, Thunder Suns, and Gethin Coolball has some news about the Timberwolves and Nuggets.
Denver's Nikola Jokic has been fined $50,000 and Minnesota's Julius Randle $35,000 for their roles in an altercation during Game 4 of their playoff series, the NBA announced Sunday. Both players will be eligible to play in Game 5 on Monday in Denver. The incident was sparked when Minnesota's Jaden McDaniels took an uncontested layup with 2.1 seconds left, leading by 14. Jokic confronted McDaniels, and Randle escalated the situation by shoving Bruce Brown of the Nuggets. Both received technical fouls and were ejected. Minnesota leads the series 3-1. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.